Target Ovarian Cancer works to save lives and support women with the disease in the UK. In this podcast, taken from one of our free events for women with ovarian cancer, their family and friends in June 2014, we hear from Professor Henry Kitchener speaking about Target Ovarian Cancer funded research. To find out more about what we do, visit targetovariancancer.org.uk.
So one of the important points I'd like to make about Target Ovarian Cancer is that unlike some charities which tend to become quite closely associated with individual departments that they wish to become associated with, Target from the outset decided that it wanted to try and get its research from the best from all over the country. What's also good is that researchers, wherever they are, have got access at least to apply for funds rather than all the money just going into one or two favoured places, if you like. The charity's strategy is only to fund high-quality work. Charity's not interested in funding poor work just to spend the money. So if we were not to get a sufficiently good application in an area, we wouldn't fund it. And I think that's very important. The other thing is that the charity, which has limited amounts of money, has to try and focus its money in an area that they believe could lead to impact. And then the charity also wants to support research in palliative and supportive care, because that is direct patient-centred research. And unfortunately, many women with ovarian cancer do require palliative care. And trying to research ways of improving palliative care is important. Another very important point is that we have to secure the researchers of the future. And Target is co-funding with the Medical Research Council Clinical Research Fellow Programme. And I think that's an extremely important thing to do. Working with the MRC means that you're only going to select the highest calibre of candidates. So again, Target's putting its money where the quality is. And I sat in actually at the last, I'm on one of these MRC panels now, I was able to sit in this process, and I can assure you that whoever was awarded, Dr. Moore got this fellowship, she had to compete with, you know, the best in the country, and that's the way it should be. It only began, 3 years ago, as I said, and already over £600,000 has been awarded. One of the first awards was to Professor Ahmed Ahmed, University of Oxford, to try and use laboratory research to seek out ways of reducing resistance to Taxol, which is one of the key drugs in ovarian cancer. The same year, a second award was made to Mark Tishkovitz at the University of Cambridge, which was involved in trying to find other mutations apart from BRCA1 and 2, which one might be able to associate with prognosis or sensitivity to particular types of treatment. So there's merit in identifying other mutations. They may not be as common as the BRCA mutations, but they will be clinically relevant. The palliative programme that year was that was selected was to provide some money to Anne Lansley at University College London. And you'll notice that these are all premier academic establishments we're talking about here, which is, it was a contribution to an international study which is looking at whether chemotherapy that's given in a palliative setting, so you're trying to mitigate symptoms rather than cure the disease at this stage, whether that's really impacting and how patients feel about it. And that's really, really important. It's not just whether the tumour goes from being 6 centimetres to 4 centimetres, but does the woman feel better? And finally, the fellowship that I refer to is looking at something that's quite interesting, and that is, can you identify ovarian cancer cells in the bloodstream? We know that with lung cancer and with bowel cancer, you can. You can take blood from somebody who's got cancer and see circulating tumour cells. And this clearly can be a more convenient way of getting at tumour cells than opening the woman up and doing an operation. And you can examine these tumour cells and look for mutations. And interestingly, they're hypothesising that some of these cells may find their way through the tubes, through the womb, into the cervix, and maybe by taking a cervical sample, you might be able to see something. So this young woman is going to hopefully progress through a PhD and become a lifelong researcher in ovarian cancer. I think it's true to say that target ovarian cancer has established itself on the scene. People now know that it's awarding money for high quality research. Challenges are great. So the more research funding goes into ovarian cancer, the more quickly we'll find solutions. And there is an intention, of course, to have another award round beginning later this year. That's all I'd like to say. Thank you very much.